is no gray.
Hell no. I ain't doing it. I ain't signed up for all that.
Just black and white.
I never ran up on a wild hog before. I can't say if I'm scared or not, but I know my adrenaline is pumping for sure.
This is the truth.
Oh, hold on. You got no blow up tent? Boy, oh boy. We done made me a spear right quick. You know, little MacGyver, little quick thing right quick.
This is Danny Land.
All right, here we go. I'm ready. Give me some prime numbers. 1, 3, what is it? 1, 5, 7, 11. How about that? Can you break it down? Got something to say over here.
All right. Happy Turkey Day. That's what the TV talking heads are saying. It is not Turkey Day. It is Thanksgiving, or at least tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Because, hey, here's the thing, all right? It's not going so well for the turkey. Think about this, okay? The turkey's dead. The turkey is in your oven, and the feathers are plucked off, and then Grandpa's going to grab that knife that he only uses twice. He uses what? Thanksgiving and Christmas, that, you know, that knife? Yeah, I'm talking about. You hit the button and then the blades come off. Anyhow. Hello there. My name is Danny Chekalinski. I'm your host. This is Danny Land. The mission statement, if you don't know it by now, 85% of the world is stupid. Welcome. Welcome. Mm-hmm. To the 15%. Let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. All right. I got a problem with this. Imagine that. All right. Here are the bullet points of Thanksgiving. The Indians had the land. We didn't. We trespassed on a place called Plymouth Rock. And if there was a border patrol, we would have been arrested and sent back home. But no, we make friends with the Indians. But well, that was a trick. Uh-huh. We had guns. They had arrows. And once we figured that out, our plan was easy. Kill the Indians. Take their land. Get them hooked on booze. They get the crappy land. They build casinos. And you know what? Let's be honest. They've been getting back at us ever since. Taking our money. So what do? We overeat. We have a four-day weekend. We camp outside to get a cheap TV at Best Buy. And then, you know what? We watch a parade. And you know, nothing screams Thanksgiving or the Christmas holiday like a giant inflatable Daffy Duck bouncing into buildings in Manhattan. There you go. That's Thanksgiving. All right. Let's get going. Let me give you a little background information on me if you don't know. I've been married twice, all right? A total of 5.5 years. And yes, I do feel sorry for these women. They were great women and all that, but I'm a different kind of breed, all right? However, in both marriages, you know, I can see in all my relationships too, and there's been many. One thing that we didn't do, a couple of things here. One thing we didn't do is use the bathroom door without closing it. That's what the door is there for. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a door in the bathroom. It'd just be wide open. All right? The other thing is we didn't talk about poop. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, self, that goes without saying. Really? Have you seen this commercial?
Senacoot. Hey, what's this?
Senacot. It's a laxative. I get constipated sometimes.
Wait. What did you say to your husband? And the funny thing is about, I mean, the lady comes back from going to the grocery store. So she's got groceries on the, she has food on the table. Now, granted, it's got to be loaded into the pantry and the refrigerator, but there is food there. And the guy looks inside her purse and he finds this natural laxative, and she says,
I get constipated sometimes.
Wait, hold on one more time, please.
I get constipated sometimes.
Oh, geez.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do sometimes? Well, sometimes I go outside and I water the lawn. Sometimes I play poker with my friends. What do you do?
I get constipated sometimes.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah, I like Senacot. Uses a natural vegetable laxative ingredient. That matters to me.
Wait. That, you know what matters to me? It matters, I don't care what it is, all right? I'll eat a pine cone if I'm not constipated. But what about you? It's got to be natural because...
That matters to me.
Yes.
And it usually works overnight.
Well, thank you for the warning. Guess where I won't be in the... How long does it... And by the way, I'm not going to wait all night. I want something that's going to work probably in about 10 to 15 minutes. And you know what that's called? It's called coffee. Coffee and a smoke. Because, as she says right here...
And it usually works overnight.
All right. Honey, you don't mind if I have plans for tomorrow morning, do you? I'm going to set the alarm for 5 in the morning, and I'm going to go to Des Moines, Iowa. All right? That way you won't have to close the bathroom door, and that way I don't have to turn up the stereo. All right? Unbelievable. Okay, you know, here's the thing. Again, I watch TV, so you don't have to. Speaking of which, CNN last night, Brooke Baldwin, she was the anchor. I tell you what, not having it. Not having it at all. Bing, bada, boom, cancel Christmas. One of her guests on the show... use the N-word, and who is this guy? He's an author. Charles Kaiser? Uh-huh. And basically the premise here, he was ripping on Stephen Bannon when he claimed that, and again, Stephen Bannon, if you don't know, he's the chief strategist for Donald Trump. And evidently in past years, if you will, he used the N-word. So this guy, Charles Kaiser... decided to throw it in. Now, here's the thing, okay? Here's what I want you to listen for. Because, by the way, they had a black guy. There was another guy. There was three people on the... There was Brooke, there was this Kaiser guy, and there was a black guy. And the guy drops the N-bomb with the black guy on the panel. Now, listen to it, you tell me.
If you don't want to support the alt-right, don't choose as a White House counselor... counselor, a man who uses the word nigger, whose wife says that he did not want his daughters to go to a school with too many Jews.
Oh.
And don't choose as an attorney general a man who calls the NAACP an un-American organization and who we learned in The Guardian today went so far as to prosecute
Charles, just hang on a second. I appreciate you going through all of this, but please don't use the N-word. On my show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Well, why don't you just say nip and chink and, you know, tell a Polack joke and say that the Germans are stubborn. I mean, what else do you have to do, huh? I'm sorry. We please give me a little bit more time and I'll work on the word spick. Couple of things. Number one, there should be a delay. And whoever's working in the... There should be like a 10-second delay. So if somebody says something like that, bing, all you got to do is you got to hit the button and it's done. Secondly, it took her 10, and again, I shouldn't fault her because she did do the right thing in stopping the interview. However, it took her about 15 seconds or so before she said, you know what? You're done. You're off the show. All right. You know, oddly enough, we got a couple of stories involving penises. And that, yeah, I'll tell you what. That's always something that captures everybody's attention. I don't care what male, female, transgender, you talk penis, I got your attention. All right. Alex Foltz, kid is 20 years old. He got arrested on Sunday on a charge of attempted felony murder. Now, you're probably asking yourself, why? What did he do? Now, listen to this. You tell me that this was not justified. And, you know, I challenge you to put yourself in the position of Mr. Foltz. Foltz told police that he was angry at his father because his father wanted to cut the foreskin on Foltz's penis.
Get your hand off my penis!
I agree. Foltz says his father didn't listen to him. And he didn't want to take him to a urologist. Well, yeah, geez, you know, we got to cut corners. I tell you what, the economy right now is. But this is you don't cut corners here. You go to the urologist. I'm not going to Home Depot to have my penis worked on.
Get your hand off my penis!
So anyhow, this Foltz character is 20 years of age again. He stabbed his father because he was angry. Oh, well, shocker. You know, here is the thing. If you don't have a circumcision by the time you're 20, you know what? Go through life with your hillbilly pecker. There's no reason to go, you know, it's not like deciding to go get your teeth cleaned for the first time. This is a major decision. And the last thing you need is your dad with a spork that is used to, you know, cut through Wendy's chili, trying to, make your penis into a German helmet and removing the skin off your glands. How about that? Oh. Moving on to another penis story. You know, I actually do have to read right from the story that I found on the internet because just the way it's written makes me laugh. Here we go. USB cables can be used in many ways, but ramming it into a penis is not one we recommend. Oh, well, thank you. I'm just holding my USB cord from my phone right now, and I was about to put it right inside my urethra. Thank you for the advice. You could end up like a man from China who was in incredible, no kidding, he was in an incredible amount of pain after connecting himself to a cable. Look, I can't connect the USB cable from my webcam without getting on the floor and using a flashlight. This guy's ramming it home in his pee hole. Let's see. The man from this province in China that I cannot pronounce is thought to have been drunk. Well, okay, shocker. When he started looking up waves of pleasuring himself, I say. He got this particular idea from a video, and predictably, it backfired. And the poor guy then realized his mistake when he couldn't remove it. One more time with that scream. That's, I think. Yeah. Let me tell you something right now, okay? And I tell this to you with complete confidence and complete honesty. If you ever searched my Google history on my computer, it will not contain USB cable and self-pleasure. All right, so far we did a Sepico thing, a laxative story, and then we did a couple of penis stories. And let us move on to a superstar, allegedly, that has lost his mind. Nervous breakdown. All right. Friends fear that Kanye West. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not correct, is it?
And I want to explain something about the title Yeezus. Simply put, West was my slave name, and Yeezus is my God name.
Ah, I see. Okay. My name is Danny Chekolinski, but that's my slave name, and my real name is Ping. So please, yes, my last name is Pong. So I am Ping Pong. Okay, one more time, Kanye.
And I want to explain something about the title Yeezus. Simply put, West was my slave name, and Yeezus is my God name.
Okay, all right, so Yeezus. Yeezus abruptly canceled 21 dates of his St. Pablo tour because evidently the guy suffered a nervous breakdown. According to a source that is close to Yeezus, having a nervous breakdown. He's surrounded by all these crazy... He's surrounded by crazy people. I think the people that surround him. Yeezus is the crazy one. That's according to me, Ping. But there's nobody that he listens to or who can rein him in. Well, no kidding. He's spiraling further and further out of control. Basically, everything crazy he does is art. Oh, I understand. Okay. I want to go back to something. He was on the Ellen Show. He being Yeezus, again, I'm Ping. And here's what he said on the Ellen Show, just to show you that this guy is absolutely full of shit. We have the clip, we don't have the clip, what do we got?
How do you think marriage has changed you, if it has?
I've definitely learned how to compromise more.
Uh-huh.
Which is something you have to understand when you partner with people in business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, you know.
Beautiful.
And I've learned how to shut up more. And,
no. Liar.
Yeah. I think I'm
an asshole.
Better human being, you know, because of her and because of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, you know, always someone to think about going home to and, you know.
Yeah, okay. But you're not going home. You're going to the nut house. You know, I like to hold people accountable for what they say. I think everybody should. If you say something, you should adhere to your words, to your promise. And this guy is just, he's full of baloney. And why is it baloney, by the way? Why is it not salami? Why not olive loaf? I would say he's full of olive loaf because I don't know anybody that likes olive loaf. I don't hang with those type of people. Anyhow, Kanye is, Yeezus is having a breakdown. All right, let's move on. We go all the way out to Zimbabwe for this particular story, and it involves people whose name I cannot pronounce. And if I could pronounce them correctly, I would think that I'd be working for the State Department, but that's not happening. A man has been left worse off after he groped a woman, then asked if he could pay for sex with a boiled egg. What do you think of that, Jesus?
Don't fuck with me.
Yes.
Don't fuck with me.
Yes.
Don't fuck with me.
You're a changed person, okay? Keep that up. You're going to be in the crazy house.
Don't fuck with me.
Yeah, you're going there right now. We're going to take you there in a rubber net. And you're going to be weaving baskets out of cooked spaghetti.
Don't fuck with me.
All right. Evidently, this guy, 28 years of age, approached the woman. He fondled her breasts through her bra without permission, and then he asked for sex in return for a boiled egg. She didn't like this. Imagine that. I'm not playing it again. Look, anybody with common sense knows you don't get sex with an egg. You get sex with jewelry, all right? And she beat the guy up. Did I mention that? Yeah, she beat the guy. Now, if you could get beat up by a hooker, you need to go to the gym. And lastly, one more piece of advice for Mr. Hard-Boiled Egg Guy. If hard-boiled eggs equal sex, then Easter would be an orgy. Do you understand?
Don't fuck with me.
All right. Okay, speaking of things that you do or don't understand, see, this is a professional broadcast segue right here. This is what the people in the industry look for. This right here.
Land presents Three Things I Don't Understand.
All right, yes. I'll bring that down a little bit, just a little bit here so I can talk to the people. All right. I get confused. I do. I get perplexed, if you will. Number one, people that camp out waiting for the grand opening of a Chick-fil-A. Here's a newsflash for you, okay? It's a sandwich. Stay at home, get a frying pan, grab a chicken and a bun and a pickle. That's the secret, is the pickle. You put it all together, you got a sandwich. You can sleep in your own bed and you get to watch TV and you got yourself a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't forget the pickle, it's very important. Number two, people that say, I like going to the dentist. Look, the dentist is uncomfortable and sometimes painful. That's like saying, I like when hot oil falls on my flesh. Be honest and just say, you know what? I like lying in your face. I like going to the dentist. Number three, people that aren't religious but say, God bless you when you sneeze. That makes about as much sense as challenging Stephen Hawking to a sack race. You don't believe in the supreme being. Yet you invoke his blessing when somebody sprays germs throughout the air at 130 miles an hour. It's just another reason. Hey, it's just another reason you're going to spend your afterlife burning in hell. Three things I don't understand. All right, that puts a wrap on the podcast. My name is Danny Chekalinski. Again, the mission statement, 85% of the world is stupid. You are part of the 15%, and for that, I thank you very much. Have a great Thanksgiving, not a turkey day, Thanksgiving. All right. And we will talk again next week.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboying.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live.
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Dannyland.